This Saturday marks the first ever annual Youth Chess Day in Vermont. Grade school students from around the state will participate in learning sessions and, for the experienced, a recreational tournament. The free event is part of a series of initiatives organized by Senator Bernie Sanders to create civic engagement and community for young Vermonters. So, who better to break down the event than 13-year-old Norwich resident Alexander Collins? He's the Green Mountain State's youngest ever chess champion after taking home top honors at the Vermont Open Tournament in November. Alexander, thank you for taking time after school to chat with us.
Thank you.
First, before we get to Youth Chess Day, and congratulations on your big tournament win last November, can you set the scene for us with that last match and describe what was going through your head as you realized you were taking home the victory?
I was amazed and surprised because I didn't think I was going to do very well at all. I had taken a big break from like playing tournament chess or much chess at all before the tournament. My last tournament was in like July before that, so I was not expecting to do very well. I just went in there and played how I always play.
And how did you get into chess?
When I was in first grade, my dad bought a chessboard for me and the rest of my family, and I just really liked it. It's just very fun.
So this youth chess event is being framed as a way to connect with people in person instead of through your smartphone. Can you tell us about the type of community that chess players have with one another, whether that's in the tournament scene, in chess clubs, or elsewhere?
It's always like fun to meet new people at tournaments or at like chess clubs, which is something that you just like can't do over online chess. There are many people that I meet at some chess tournaments I then see again at other chess tournaments, even though I live nowhere near them, and have like good friendships with many people.
Well, I do hear you are quite the chess traveler. Your dad tells me that you've played tournaments in Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Hampshire, Maine, New York, Pennsylvania, even Florida. What sets the Vermont chess scene apart from other places you've played?
The Vermont tournaments, there are only a few ones each year, like the annual scholastic and non-scholastic championships. And those two are like maybe my two favorite tournaments to ever go to because they're like sort of local with like really great people and just very, very fun tournaments.
How does it feel to be ranked among and win against people that are 3, 4, even 5 times your age?
I've met many people like at tournaments of all ages, and it's not really the like age that makes them like better or good. It's like very fun for me to play against people who are stronger than me, because then it's more of a challenge and more of a victory if I win, and a good like learning opportunity either way.
Well, that seems like a good segue to the next question I had for you, Alexander, which is, how do you handle the competitive aspects of the game and try to continue having fun, even at those really high levels?
I really have always been like somebody who like competitions and competitive things. And if I like win, then it's like, yay. But if I lose, then it's a good way to learn and get better and then maybe not make the same mistake in another game.
That's a good way to look at it. That's Alexander Collins of Norwich, Vermont's youngest ever chess champion. He'll be participating in the first annual Youth Chess Day organized by Senator Bernie Sanders. You can learn more about the free event and find a link to register at vermontpublic.org. Alexander, it has been a treat talking with you. Thank you for sharing your time with us and have fun this weekend.
Thank you.